Let us begin a time of silence as we center our hearts before God. Good morning, gracious and loving God. Hear our hearts and hear our prayers lifted before you in the precious name of Jesus our Christ. Father, we come to you seeking grace and mercy, forgiveness for sins, strength to forgive others, seeking your grace, your love, your mercy in our lives that we may share it into the lives of others. Father, we come hearing your call upon our lives that we may hear it anew and afresh, that we may come to this time of worship and praise today, resting from the labors of this life to renew ourselves for this week. Father, as we come today, we do admit that we've probably come up short. Probably have left things unsaid, have not encouraged or lifted up. Or maybe, Father, we have just been silent. Just silent. So, Father, help us in this coming week, as we begin it today with you in worship and praise, to share your love, grace, and mercy, to take time with one another, to listen, to hear, to be there, to offer an encouraging word, and Father, sometimes even to challenge one another. And Father, we know that you call us to grow, and growing is sometimes painful. So Father, give us strength to grow as you call us, to serve as you lead us, to go as you send us. Father, help us to put you first in every part of our life, and to share your love and grace in the life we live, in family and in community. And Father, we pray for the needs we've lifted aloud, some silently upon our hearts, a list that's been given to us as people call on us as a community of faith, and we put some of those in our bulletin to remember and lift up. For the Finelli family, for the Edwards family, for other families who have lost in greed, Father, we just lift them up. We lift them before you. And Father, now we bring the sickness and the time of trials or tribulations, whether it is a minor illness or a major disease. Father, we lift it to you today. Give us grace and peace, healing and strength, presence and power. And Father, we pray for our church here. As we change some things around, as we make changes, let us be sure we're always following you in all that we do. And Father, as we come today, we do pray for our church, but not just ours, but Father, we pray for the churches in our community and around the world who proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we pray that their mission be bold, their love be genuine, their concern real, and their service with outstretched arms. Father, we pray for our nation. Father, why can't we just get along, talk to each other, be honest, love one another instead of judging, choosing sides? Father, it seems that we need to listen to a little bit more of Christ and his teachings in our lives and in the lives of our leaders. So, Father, we want to pray for that this morning, that the conviction of the Holy Spirit would lead us to love one another as your Son commanded us to do. And, Father, we pray for those who serve our country in uncertain times around the world. The stage moves, the sands shift. So, Father, we pray today for peace in the world around us, that the oppressed would be set free, that the oppressor would offer help and hope. And now, Father, we'd ask that you hear us as we join our hearts and voices to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.